It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. The first thing I'd like to show you today is a book that a teenage friend of mine made for her father. She told me I could show it to you because I really like it. Let's just go over there where we usually read our books. Isn't this a fine kind of present to make for someone you love? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just read this book to you. It's called What is a Father? By Lainey Droz. A father is someone who you can go places with and have lots of fun. See, there's the girl and her father there. A father is someone who can help you with school projects. A father is someone who will play games with you. A father is someone to play the piano for, even when you're not too good. A father is someone to take you to a baseball game and cheer when we get a run. A father is someone who you can watch a funny or scary show on TV with. There they are watching together. A father is someone who can leave a meeting if you're sick to come pick you up. A father is someone who teaches you the right thing when you've done the wrong. A father is someone who loves you and understands your feelings. A father is someone very, very special. Isn't that a great present? You could make a book about a father or a mother or an aunt or an uncle or a friend or a pet, a book or a picture about anything you care about. I really love books. There's something over here that I need to show you. In fact, I think I need to take it to the kitchen. Let's do that. Hi, fish. A friend of mine is making this, and he asked me to help him. It's a toy. A toy wolf. See it? And he asked me to help him stuff it. The toy doesn't have a lot of stuffing in it. But before I stuff it, I thought maybe I could just use it as a puppet. Hello, I am a wolf, and I'm very shy. Remember the wolf we met? Shaman? Well, wolves are shy creatures. Of course, I wonder if everyone isn't shy once in a while. Did you ever feel so shy you thought you'd hide? You thought you'd hide beside your mom, beside your dad. Did you ever feel so shy you wondered why? You wondered why you didn't cry. you just felt shy. Everyone feels a little shy sometimes, even if you're big and tall. Everyone thinks a little shy sometimes. Everyone feels a little small sometimes. Everyone feels a little shy. Isn't that true?
The phone is ringing, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, well, I'll come back to you and help with your stuffing in a little bit. Hello? Oh, Ella, sorry to keep you waiting. I'm glad. Well, certainly I'd be glad for you to come over. You know you're always welcome here. Yes, that'll be a treat. Thank you. See you after a while. Bye-bye. That was Ella Jenkins. She's one of my very special friends. I think I have a picture of her in my photo album. Let's just take a look. I'll just show you some others in here. Here's Joe Negri. You know who that is? Betty Aberlin. Mm-hmm. Who's that? Chuck Aber. There she is. There's Ella Jenkins. This picture was taken one time when we were together right here. Yeah. She knows how to play the harmonica and the ukulele, and she sings fun songs. I'm glad she's coming for a visit today. You know what we could do? We could have some make-believe while we're waiting. Let's do that. Lots of things today. I'll get the trolley. Come on, trolley. Last time, we pretended that Chuck Aber was wearing a wolf costume, and Daniel Tiger was, too. Let's think more about that today. Also, we still haven't found out why Lady Elaine Fairchild didn't like it when Prince Tuesday made believe his rag doll into being alive. So there's lots to think about today as the trolley goes by the castle gardens in the neighborhood of make-believe.
And thank you, Niece Aberlin. You are an appreciative audience.
Well, what great musicians reside here.
Oh, thank you.
Even our corps of trumpeters are first rate, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yes. You may offer an extra fanfare, trumpet corps, wherever you are. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. They are good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and that will do. Yes.
Everybody loves to play.
Sometimes beyond the call.
Yeah. Where is Prince Tuesday?
Oh, he's at school with Daniel and Anna.
Then Anna's feeling better?
I think she is.
Oh, I think I'd like to go over to someplace else and visit everybody at the school.
Well, why don't you do it?
And what whimsical plans are you two concocting?
Well, I think I'd like to go over to the school, Uncle Friday.
Kindly offer Teacher Cow my royal salutations.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
And tell my son, Prince Tuesday, that you enjoyed his father's music.
Oh, I certainly will. Any messages from my favorite guitarist?
Oh, happy day. And remember, it's Wolf Week in Westwood.
Oh, that's right. And real wolves are shy. Mm-hmm. Farewell.
Farewell.
Toots.
Oh, hi, Lady Lane.
You going somewhere?
Yes, I was on my way to the school.
Is Is Tuesday there?
Yes, he is.
Have you seen that rag doll of his?
Oh, yes, I have. I think he's wonderful.
It's just a doll. And Tuesday shouldn't make believe him into being alive.
Why not?
Well, that kind of thing could get out of hand.
What do you mean?
Well, what if every doll in the whole world got made believe alive?
What's wrong with that?
And what if the kids started make-believing all the stuffed animals alive, too?
Oh, would that be so awful? I mean, it might be kind of fun to have live bunnies and, you know, a live dog, live pussycats.
And what if wolves came to life?
You're afraid of wolves.
Isn't everybody?
Oh, but Lady Lynn, you mean you don't know about wolves?
I know they're big and bad.
Where have you been all week, Lady Elaine?
I've been trying to hold back this wave of make-believing. That's where I...
Hello, ladies.
Ooh, get oh. Run for it.
Oh, wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
Don't you see the wolf beside you?
Yes, I do. He's my friend.
One of your stuffed animals come to life, I guess.
No, Lady Elaine, take a good look. He's one of our Westwood neighbors, all dressed up and come to call.
A Westwood wolf?
Wolf Aber at your service, Lady Elaine.
Neighbor Aber, you had me fooled.
It's Wolf Week in Westwood.
Oh, you mean you like wolves?
They're lovely creatures.
What about the three little pigs and the big bad wolf?
Oh, that's just a fairy tale. No wolf would be mean like that.
Neither would I.
Well, of course you wouldn't.
Why did you say that, Lady Elaine?
One time somebody looked at me and called me a big bad wolf, and I never forgot it.
That was a very thoughtless someone who told you that.
I never liked wolves after that.
Well, how about giving a pat to this one?
I don't know about that.
You could never be a big bad wolf, Lady Elaine.
Not even if somebody... made believe me into one?
Nobody could ever do that.
Why not?
Want to tell her why, Lady Aberlin?
Nobody could ever make believe you into a big bad wolf because you don't want to be a big bad wolf.
I sure don't.
Nobody could ever make believe you into anything you didn't want to be.
Nobody could?
Nobody.
Not even Tuesday or his rag doll Tommy?
Nobody.
Well, good. You learn something old every day. I think I'll get back to work. See you.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Bye, and thanks.
Thank you for not running away.
See you, Toots. Bye, Wolf Aber.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Never know what somebody might be worried about, huh?
Not unless she tells you.
Right.
I'm going over to the school. Want to come with me?
Sure. Think they'll welcome a big, good wolf?
Oh, with you inside? Of course.
All right. One potato plus one potato equals two potatoes. Does everyone understand that?
Yes.
Please repeat after me. One potato plus one potato equals two potatoes.
One potato plus one potato equals two potatoes.
Very good, class. Now it's time for show or tell.
My paw feels better.
I'm very glad, Anna.
My daddy played the bagpipes while I got the bandage on it.
Your daddy's a wonderful doctor.
And bagpipe player and daddy.
Yes, indeed. What about you, Tuesday?
My daddy played the bass violin while I made believe my rag doll alive.
Very good. And what about you, Daniel?
As you can see, I have a wolf costume on.
Yes, I noticed that, huh?
It's fun to make believe, but nobody played any music for me when I was doing
it. Hi, everybody. Is it all right?
Oh, come right in, Lady Aberlin. May I ask who your furry friend might be there?
He can speak for himself, Miss Cow.
Oh.
How do you do, Miss Cow, and all my other friends?
Welcome, neighbor Aber. See, he's dressed up like a wolf, too.
Mm-hmm. But I always thought that wolves were extremely shy.
Oh, the real ones are. But Daniel and I are just pretend wolves.
Oh.
I'm glad to look like you, Mr. Aber. You look like a kind father wolf.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice to hear.
My father plays the bagpipes.
Oh, I know.
And my father plays the bass violin.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, excuse me, everybody. I have an idea. I've got to get back to the castle. See you all after school.
Bye, Lady Abelin.
Is it all right if I stay a while longer, Miss Cow?
Oh, you're always welcome, Mr. Aber.
Thanks.
No matter what costume you wear, I like to show the youngsters that adults participate in the whimsy of life just like anyone else.
Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Where did you convey my messages to the school?
Oh, I forgot.
Completely?
Well, I remember now your salutations and tell Tuesday I like the music and happy day. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got caught up in the moment and my past fled my present.
Beautifully stated. You are excused.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
I need to make a few phone calls. Do you by chance know phone number for Mayor Maggie or Dr. Bill Platypus?
Oh, Miss Plificate has them.
Of course. You two are going to be here for a while yet, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just had an idea about fathers and music. Oh. I'll be back when the time is next.
Very good, then. Yes. I know. Yes. Those trolleys.
What do you suppose Lady Aberlin is planning to do? She's going to call Mayor Maggie and Dr. Bill about something. We'll just think about that next time. Right now, some food for the fish. They like that. And I better stuff this doll, this toy. Poor Lady Elaine. Somebody called her a big bad wolf one time. And she must have felt terrible about that. Something very important to remember, you know that? We'll always be who we are. Yep. Maybe that's Ella Jenkins now. Let's just see. So excited. There she is.
Hello,
come in,
Fred.
Ella. I'm so glad to see you.
Good to see you again.
Come to our regular place on the couch, will you?
It's beautiful, as always.
Mighty glad you'd come by. You brought your ukulele today.
Yes, this is my baritone ukulele. And I see you have a beautiful color. I love your sweaters.
Thank you.
And I see something else beautiful over there, that wonderful book, nice rainbow colors. Mm-hmm. So we sort of match up a little bit.
You sure do. A teenage friend made this for me, talking about her father.
What is a father? Uh-huh. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something about my dad.
Please.
Now, well, he's from the South. He was from the South. And, in fact, my mother was from Mississippi, and he was from Huntsville, Alabama. And, but we lived in St. Louis for quite a while, and of course St. Louis was always a place like a father of the blues. I always call him W.C. Handy. He was the father of the blues. But anyway, I like to, streets were always important to me when I was living in St. Louis.
You mean streets where people live?
Where I live, yes, like your neighborhood. I'm sure you have very interesting streets.
Oh, sure.
And so you neighbors, I'm sure you like your streets too.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to sing a song called My Street Begins at My House, and I'd like for you to help me out,
Fred. I'd be glad to.
And maybe you girls and boys could also help me.
Sure.
You come in with My Street Begins at My House, sir. My street begins at my house.
Now, what are we supposed to do?
And you'll say, my house, okay.
My house, after you sing that, okay.
My street begins at my house. My street begins at my
house.
My street begins at
my house.
It's a very special street. Let's do it once again.
All right.
My street begins at
my house.
My street begins
my house.
My street begins at
my house.
It's a very special street. Now clap your hands a little bit, Fred. On my street, things go up and down. On my street, things go round and round. On my street, things go upside down. It's a very special street. Here we go. My street begins. My street begins at
my house.
My street begins at
my house.
My street begins at
my house.
It's a very special street. Some streets go one way.
One way.
Some streets go two ways.
Two ways.
Some streets lead to the highway.
Right to the highway.
And some streets go everywhere. But my street begins at
my house.
My street begins at my house. My street begins at
my house.
It's a very special street. Once again, yeah, it's a very special street.
You're a very special friend.
Oh, that makes me feel especially well.
You know, but my foot was just going like this the whole time.
I tell you, when you feel good, you should snap your fingers like you do and tap your foot, and sometimes you might even beat your chest. Now, speaking about the blues.
What about the blues?
Well, of course, as I say, my father was from the South, and of course, in St. Louis, they have a lot of blues. And I just want you to, whatever I say to you, I want you to say back.
Okay.
And your children do too. Okay. I woke up this morning.
I woke up this morning.
Blues all around my head.
Blues all around my
head.
Blues all around my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
I woke up this morning.
I woke up this morning.
Blues all around my head.
Blues all around my head.
I went to my breakfast.
I went to my breakfast.
The blues were in my bread.
In your bread. The blues were
That's
in my bread.
Da 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 dum bum bum.
Da 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 dum bum bum.
Da 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 dum.
Da 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 da. What is that?
Knocking.
Oh, I think that's somebody at the door.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Yeah, sure. Keep playing. Sounds great. Oh, it's Chuck. Oh. Come in, Chuck.
I hear beautiful music.
One of your friends is here.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yes.
Not since our one potato, two potato, and your hambo. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, may I sit over
here?
Sure,
please do.
I heard that
we were having
music.
A nice little jam session here.
Certainly were.
Blues in the morning, we were singing.
Blues in the bread.
Blues in your bread.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about fathers, and I was saying my father came from Huntsville, Alabama.
Ooh.
And now I moved north, and of course, when we have foods like cornbread and all that, well, we call that soul food in the north.
Mm-hmm.
But in the south, it's just simply good old country cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds
I had
good.
A friend named Annie who used to talk about, she talked about soul food and the kind of food you might recognize. All right.
Annie?
And
did you make a song about her?
And yes, and she was actually from Pennsylvania.
Oh, great.
She was from Pennsylvania, but she liked this kind of food. All right, so whatever you hear, you just say back.
Right.
Annie, cook me some long string beans.
Cook me some long string beans.
Annie, cook me some mustard greens.
Cook me some mustard greens.
Annie, won't you kindly please?
Oh, won't you kindly please?
Annie,
Annie,
cook me some black-eyed peas.
Annie,
Annie,
did you hear what I said?
Oh, did you hear what I said?
Annie,
Annie,
cook me some hot corn bread.
Cook me some hot corn bread.
My cooking friend.
Annie,
I'd sure like to taste your good cooking again. Mmm, let's all do that together. It's good. Mmm, once more.
Ella.
I'm really anxious to get to school too, because I want to carry this on with some of the children.
Okay? Looking forward to it.
And Fred, it's always good to see you, and thank you for being so friendly and in welcoming to your neighborhood.
Oh, you're always welcome.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank
you, Ella.
Surely. Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, you're welcome. You know it's a pleasure.
Singing Annie and Ella. You can sing practically anybody's name with that, can't you? Come back.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Bye-bye. One of the greatest things of living is being able to get to know people and have them become friends. I wish for you wonderful friends all through your life. You never know where you'll find a true friend, but when you do, you'll know it, and you'll have such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me, you know how, by just your being yourself. Be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.